Good afternoon. I am Commissioner Deanna Keller, Port of Tacoma President, calling to order a special meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on 4/14/2023 to discuss the Port Patrol's collective bargaining agreement. The time is now 2 o'clock p.m. Also present are Commissioners McCarthy, Marzano, and I'm not seeing Commissioner Eng or Commissioner Meyer present at this point in time, but we do have a quorum. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulous Center virtually via Teams and is being streamed live on the meeting page of the Port of Tacoma's website at www.portoftacoma.com. Let's please begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. And it also looks like Commissioner Eng has now joined, and welcome, Commissioner Eng. I would also like to acknowledge that we are meeting on the shores of the Salish Sea and reside on the ancestral lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. I will now call for the approval of today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make a change to our posted agenda? Thank you. Seeing or hearing no objection, today's agenda stands as posted. We will now invite public comment. As a reminder, comment time is limited to 3 minutes per person. We don't have anyone currently signed up on the sign-up sheet, but is there anyone in the audience? And I know we do have members participating virtually. Is there anyone who would like to make a statement? And if so, please state your name for the record and also unmute yourself as well. Well, it looks like we don't have anyone for public comment, so this concludes the public comment portion of our meeting. What I'd like to do is now go through our action agenda, which is primarily talking about approving the Port Patrol Collective Bargaining Agreement, and I'd like to turn this over to Michael Daner to describe this.
Good afternoon, commissioners and others. Thank you for your time today. So we are here, as noted, to review sort of the highlights of the labor agreement that was negotiated with Local 22 and to take a vote on whether to approve that or not. Before I go through a brief slide presentation, I do want to acknowledge the partnership of our folks in Local 22 in the Port Patrol unit. Bargaining was handled. I think it went very well this time around, and it's always difficult, but everybody was there and participated in good faith, so I want to acknowledge that. With that. All right, so
Commissioner Marzano, I just.
Thank you. The action requested today is to authorize the executive.
I couldn't hear anything. I was trying to figure it out. Thank you.
All right. Let me try again.
Got an echo going on. Are you still connected via your phone?
No, I canceled that completely. I'm just on the computer now.
Okay. You sound better now. Thank you.
Stacy, can you hear me? This is John McCarthy.
Yes, Commissioner McCarthy, you sound good.
Thank you.
All right, so the action requested today is to authorize the executive director or his delegate to enter into a 5-year labor agreement with the ILWU Local 22 Port Patrol Group for the period October 1.
Stacy, this is Eric. It looks like Commissioner Meyer might be waiting to get in.
Okay.
I'm not seeing him waiting.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Do you see him?
Are we okay to proceed forward with this? Okay, let's go ahead and try.
All right, we'll try again. The action requested today is to authorize the executive.
Do you have the ability to let Commissioner Meyer in?
No, it was set up in a way that I can't. Although it's showing me as a presenter, but I don't see anybody waiting in the lobby. I've requested that Dawn join. I can do it again.
That might be why.
Yeah. Helen, are you able to see if there's anyone waiting in the lobby?
I don't see anyone waiting.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead.
All right, the action requested today is to authorize the executive director or his delegate to enter into a five-year labor agreement with the ILWU Local 22 Port Patrol Group for the period October 1, 2022 through September 30, 2027. We made it. The background here is just that the bargaining unit consists of 16 regular officers and 12 relief officers. Together, they provide 24/7 security services for the Port of Tacoma personnel, assets, and facilities. The prior contract expired on September 30, 2022. We undertook negotiations starting in August of 2022 for a successor agreement. We reached a tentative agreement on January 12 of this year for a successor CBA for the term October 1, 2022 through September 30, 2027. And we learned yesterday when the vote count was announced that the patrol bargaining unit had ratified the tentative agreement. And so now it's our turn. Just to give an overview of some of the changes, the non-economic changes include a change to a recruitment practice that now allows us to recruit externally as well as internally for regular officer positions. The agreement also clarifies and improves comp time accrual and usage. It creates an alternative benefit for those of our folks who are precluded from PERS participation due to their enrollment in a different public pension system such as LEF. It increased the minimum hour requirement for our relief officers. And we had a bunch of miscellaneous language improvements, including seniority, recognized holidays, and alternative work schedules. The economic changes to the agreement include to go along with the increased hours required of our relief, a $600 incentive payment that they're eligible for every 6 months for the relief officers. We eliminated a VEBA 5 benefit for new hires, and we added Juneteenth as a paid holiday for this group. And then there is also a $5,000 ratification bonus for all employees who were employed on the date that the TA was reached on January 12 of this year. The annual wage increases are reflected here. In years 4 and 5, there is a wage reopener if inflation still stays elevated or is elevated in the preceding year above 5%. And in that case, we would come back to negotiate wage rates for either one or both of those years. What you're seeing here is a financial summary. I won't try to relate it in detail, but sort of the bottom line changes reflect the economic impact of the new agreement, and you'll see sort of the major headline is that the compound annual growth rate for the entire agreement is 2.5%, and I am happy to, let me restate this. The action requested today is to authorize the executive director or his delegate to enter into a five-year labor agreement with the ILWU Local 22 Port Patrol Group for the period October 1, 2022 through September 30, 2027. And happy to take any questions there might be or any other commentary that folks want to make.
Great. Thank you. Before we open this up for questions or comments, we need to have a motion and a second. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Commissioner Ng, and then a second by, was that Commissioner Marzano?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. So in the second by Commissioner Marzano. So do we, at this point in time, are there any questions, comments, or amendments?
And I'm sorry, if I could interject, I apologize. I'm remiss in not mentioning, thanking my bargaining team, which includes Aaron Galeno, Lewis Cooper Jr., and Agnes Tanavasa. They were both, as well as the labor partners on the other side, very, very helpful in getting us to this agreement. And I apologize for my oversight. I should have said that at the outset, but I very much appreciate their participation in the process and the hard work that was done at the table.
That's great. Thank you. Commissioner Marzano, did you have something you wanted to say?
I just want to thank the negotiating team on both sides, the patrol officers, to coming into an agreement and moving us all forward. So thank you all for the hard work you did.
Commissioner McCarthy?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
No further comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Ng?
No comment. Thank you.
Thank you. From my vantage point, I want to certainly thank the negotiating teams on both sides. And it sounds like you had a very productive, good conversation. Your efforts were clearly appreciated by all of us, and we're happy to be able to move forward in a much better fashion and with much, much greater understanding. Let's see. Aaron Galeno, do you have anything that you want to say?
Again, I just want to thank everyone that was involved, and this was, you know, along with everyone else's day jobs, this was one more thing to work on, and I'm just really just thankful on how respectful everyone was through this process, and I think it has a very good outcome. So thank you.
Great, thank you. And those who are listening, is there anyone who would like to make any statements at this point in time? And if so, please unmute yourself so we can. Looks like we have one. Nope. Okay, it's all good. So thank you again for all your efforts. We really appreciate that. And without any other further discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any nays? And it looks like we have four ayes, and Commissioner Meyer is not here. So, but thank you, the motion carries. And again, thank you to everyone who participated in this. You all did a great job. Are there any other announcements or commissioner comments at this point in time? Okay, with no further business before the commission, we will adjourn. The time is now 2:13 p.m. Thank you all.